Hi, everyone. This is the June 15th, 2010 Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. And I lost my thought for a moment. And of course, I thank you for listening to the podcast. Woo-wee! It's the middle of June already, and I'm recording this at around 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's been a very, the past few days for me have given me an opportunity to release from my past in terms of events and memories, if you will, mementos, a little bit of reminiscing, and I'll get into that in just a second. But first, I want to thank everyone who, if you were able to, listened to last night's Journey into the Light show, hosted by Michael Long. I was a guest during the, I believe it was the second hour. And when I do radio shows, it just amazes me how we are all so connected on this universal plane. And when I take readings, when I take calls for readings through radio shows I've done recently, such as Journey into the Light, or in the past, such as Achieve Radio. And I know I have a couple of pending radio spots coming up again this month. But it's just wonderful when you hear someone's voice on a live call during a radio program. It gives me an opportunity to really connect with that person's energy, and if that person is hurting or going through a crisis and having a hard time right now, I know I'm doing my job if I can just bring that person some reassurance and letting them know that all is well and that they will be able to get through any situation as long as they have faith and believe in a higher power especially. And that's kind of like a segue into a topic that I'm going to discuss today. But even still, I thank you for listening to yesterday's show, Journey into the Light. I have one more segment coming up this month, and we'll see how it goes. Now, going back to what I was starting off the podcast with, letting go and releasing from my past, on Friday, this past Friday, I finally took out or removed, shall I say, things that I had in storage. I was renting a storage facility not too far from here for about 2 years, and now that I have my own apartment again, I said, well, it's time for me to go and get that stuff out. And so I did. And over the course of a whole weekend, literally, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sifting and sorting and categorizing and going through mounds of stuff that I had, from baseball cards to old wrestling pictures to, goodness gracious, my old Doctor Who convention photos and crazy stuff like that. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, we're talking like my personal artifacts dating as far back as the mid-1980s. And then I still had some pictures from high school and friends' pictures from high school. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And if you are my Facebook friend, then you would know for sure I went through a lot of digging and posted some old pictures of me and my friends and whoever and whatever, wrestling and all this other stuff. But But I didn't keep a lot of those things. I used a website service called FreeCycle, freecycle.org, and it's like bartering. You trade one for another, or if there's simply stuff that you don't need or want, don't have room for, and if it's not of any use to you, you join the FreeCycle community based on your particular region or area, and you simply type in that you're offering, let's say, a coffee maker that you've had since like the 1980s or something, and you know it still works, that it does work, but you're not using it, so you figured that somebody else would definitely benefit. So to make a long story short, I gave away a bunch of stuff that I had that I just really didn't need anymore, and quite a bit of it was sentimental. You know, things that I've collected, and they were all categorized in books. I mean, lots and lots of stuff. But I know that I just knew someone else would truly find value and enjoyment in what I parted with. And I know by doing so, it's going to usher in some new positive energy for me just by parting ways or releasing from my past. But I didn't give away everything. There are some things that I've sent to loved ones, either people I knew from long ago that I'm sure they would definitely enjoy having again, pictures of me from that I've given to relatives and family members who are not living in New York. I'm sure they will find much value and enjoyment in sharing or reminiscing on my behalf. But I'm looking forward to the new energy coming in, whenever it comes in and however it comes in, knowing that I've made a clearing mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physically, by giving away a lot of stuff. Alrighty, I've babbled, somehow incoherently maybe, I don't know. But this is the June 15th podcast, so let's just get right down to it. Today's topic is, you are not your problems. Next, I have a reading request for Tina. Then I'll talk about some upcoming psychic events. Then I have a reading request for Rachel. And today's message, great strength plus intention equals success. And there you are. Well, I decided on the topic of you are not your problems because it seems as if we're all going through these stages of transitioning right now. And with transition, there's always going to be some element of struggle or a setback or a circumstance or a delay, whether it's through a job or a loss of a job, relationships or loss of a relationship, loss of friendships even. It's just monumental of what we're actually processing right now. And I believe a lot of people have simply forgotten that a higher power, whatever you call it, whether it be God, Spirit, Source, the universe, the Creator, all that is, a higher power is so much more than our circumstances, in our predicaments, in our problems. And I'm not saying that our problems don't really exist. I mean, after all, we are spiritual beings having human experiences on this earth, so of course we're going to have problems. But I believe a lot of us just simply forget about our higher power, or at least our connection to the higher power, and we put so much energy into worrying and trying to fix problems, especially if those problems are simply out of our hands and out of our control. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, oh well, you know, if someone steps on your toes and they do so over and over again, then, well, you know, just walk away from it or ignore it. I mean, there are some problems, that you just simply can't ignore. But even still, In the grand scheme of things, our problems are so minute in comparison to the vastness and the greatness of all that is. And we get into these ruts and we begin to believe we are our problems, that we are, that we sell ourselves short because we simply have forgotten about our connection, our relationship to the divine. All we have to do is simply pray and have some sort of belief in that higher power. And even if you don't even believe in God, if you're atheist or something, still, there's something to believe in, to believe in creation. That must truly account for something. And in doing this work as an intuitive, I can very well understand that, as I had said just now about the transitioning that's going on and how it kind of exacerbates the problems that are either continuing or have just begun. And I know people are looking for jobs now, and I know people are living on very limited incomes, and I know that people are on the brink of losing homes or have lost homes. So definitely, I'm not oblivious to that. Some people even think that they're being punished, which is not in a good place to be, to even think that you're being punished. Just know and realize and understand that what you're going through right now, good, bad, indifferent, but especially if it's considered to be somewhat unpleasant, know that you're not being punished for just, if you're living a life of integrity, if you still live by the golden rule and you still have some sort of compassion towards others, and yet life is a little bit sucky right now, you're not being punished. In fact, what it is simply transformation. And there are things that no longer work, no longer meaningful, no longer purposeful in one way or another, that's simply being removed so that new opportunities are on the horizon, are truly on the way, as long as you believe. And I realize it's easier said than done. I mean, heck. I mean, I haven't had any kind of employment whatsoever for nearly 2 months. And I could sit here and go, oh my God, how am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to be able to put food on the table? And very soon I have to take care of 2 cats and... You know, there's light and gas, and I still need my internet, and, you know, I mean, yeah, of course. But I don't get obsessed about it. I wouldn't allow myself to be obsessed by it, by thinking about how to get through or how to get by with a limited income right now. And I admit my psychic work has been a little bit slow in terms of doing readings on a regular basis. I try to make myself available on certain sites I've signed up with, such as Best American Psychics and a couple of others, but even still, you know, I can't force people to call me on hotlines, or I can't really force people to get readings with me. But, you know, I do the best I can with what I have and how I'm able to do so. And I live my life by the golden rule to the best of my ability. But my problems, I don't own my problems. In fact, my problems are just stepping stones towards a bigger transformation. And that's how you should see your problems. If you call it a problems. If you call it problems. If you call it a problem. Challenges. Obstacles. Hurdles. Or stepping stones to a greater transformation. That's what you have to start believing. Take the emphasis off how am I, what am I going to do, how did I get here, what's wrong with me, what's wrong with everyone, and simply say to yourself, I know, I know, I know, this is all preparation for something bigger and more wonderful and more spectacular that my Heavenly Father or my Divine Mother has intended for me. And I relinquish all control to that higher power. And I give up the need to fix everything. I give up worry and replace that with a sense of faith and reassurance. Now, doesn't that feel so much better than, oh my God, I don't know, what am I going to do? How am I going to get here? How is this going to happen? Why am I going to get this? Stop. Go within and know and know and know that this is all preparation for something much greater in the grand scheme of things. As long as you believe and have faith and knowing that the only entity in control here is that higher power. And you are simply not your problems. Okay? And alrighty. So if you have any comments or questions about today's topic, feel free to send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Or if you are my Facebook friend, you can send comments to me and post it on my wall if you wish. My Facebook name is Dana333444. And there you are. You are not your problems. And I believe the Creator agrees with me in that. Okay, moving right along. I have a reading request here for Tina. And her birthday is 10/21/74. And she writes in her email that she and her husband moved to Florida from Wisconsin. She was a kindergarten teacher, and she was under the impression that she can get a teaching job anywhere and wherever she moved. However, in the state of Florida, where she's living, finding work has been a bit of a challenge. And she's wondering if it's because she's meant to do something else. Does she need to find a new job or a new profession? Okay. Tina, thank you very much for your email. And if the topic of you are not your problems somehow resonates with what you're going through right now, then, yeah, you're also going through a major transformation. And, in fact, I believe that the past 6 months or so have been quite turbulent for you in terms of just, like, the boat has been rocked with your career choices, financially, maybe even your marriage. There have been some rocky moments here and there. And you were wondering, like, geez, are these troubled waters ever going to calm down, and so that you can claim serenity and peace of mind again? And yes, I believe that you, well, I'm talking hypothetically here, but you have the oars to guide your boat along into more calmness, let's say. And this would require evaluating and assessing your passions and finding how you're going to be able to reinvent yourself, if need be, in case you need to do some kind of a change. I still see you in education somehow. I feel that you're still going to be in that field as a teacher. And it may not have to do with traditional classrooms, let's say. You might find yourself teaching something very different down the road, but it all depends on your passions. And it may also require you to perhaps take up some kind of a class, a class that teaches, let's say, I don't know, energy work, or or something having to do with painting, or something having to do with creativity on some level, something having to do maybe with enhancing your own psychic abilities. Because I believe that you are quite intuitive. I believe that your third eye, which is symbolic of the third eye chakra, your clairvoyance, is starting to really pick up steam and a lot of momentum here. And I believe that you're very sensitive to light and colors and sounds. And if any of this is familiar to you, you might want to investigate some psychic development courses in your area that you can really go to, you know, low cost or affordable if possible, and see how you can really expand and enhance that third eye chakra. In addition to that, if you're not able to find anything close in terms of physical distance, you can also try to find resources online for psychic development. And there goes a siren. Well, that's great. Considering where I used to live a couple of years ago, there was a siren going by my door like every 30 minutes. To hear a siren is kind of like surreal now where I live. Anyway, so Tina, patience. I believe that you're heading towards a breakthrough. If this requires you to explore your passions a little bit more deeply, taking a class or two just to pass the time until something comes through, but even still, I believe that you're going to end up teaching in a whole entirely new and different dynamic. Could be, I would say, probably by the end of the year or so. Now, if you still would like to teach children, and in a school system that, well, as you were alluding to in your email, teaching jobs in your state are like a dime a dozen. I would assume this is the public school system that you are referring to. You might want to also investigate private schools. If they have charter schools in Florida, look into that as well. I think with the public school system, it's a little too congested. You might want to find something in the private school system. Or if you're a Catholic, let's say, maybe even with parochial schools. And you might find some surprises there. But in the meantime, however, do investigate your passions. Do look to find things that are of interest to you, and in turn, you'll be able to teach that down the road. Because you'll always be a teacher. It's always your soul's purpose is that of teaching and education. So you'll never leave that. And if it really moves you to be around children, look into private schools or even look into daycare. See what daycare facilities are hiring, and maybe you can expend yourself that way in terms of teaching. You also mentioned in your email about being a mother. Well, I do have a boy energy that's still in heaven, in the ethers. And in order for the boy energy, the male energy, to physically manifest through pregnancy, I believe that you have to do a little bit more grounding first. I believe that you might be a little scattered energetically. And if you just ground yourself, pace yourself, not get yourself all worried, remember you are not your problems, then that boy energy will definitely manifest into a physical body within you. Probably towards middle to late 2011. Could be sooner, but I'm getting middle to late 2011. But as I said, you're a bit scattered energetically, and you need to focus on getting yourself grounded through meditation, deep breathing, whatever. But like I said, you're heading towards a breakthrough for sure. That's definite. Explore your passions more. Apply for jobs at daycare centers or parochial or private schools, charter schools, and see what comes up. Okay? So, thank you very much for your question again, Tina. And if you're listening to this podcast, Intuitive Guidance, Psychic Podcast, and would like to submit a question for a free reading, you may do so by sending first names or alias or initials or anonymous, and complete dates of birth, please, very important, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And just so that you know, this podcast is typically recorded twice a month, and at best, I cover at least two questions for free readings per podcast. So I know the podcast itself is not very frequent, but it still cannot exist without your support. So continue sending in your questions anyway if you would like to have a free reading. If you're pressed for time and you need to have something answered like right now, and it can't wait for a podcast, then check my website, intuitivedana.com. Look under special events or announcements, or actually it's called extras. Look on those pages for when I'm on the radio again, or if I have any public appearances coming up, and that you can meet with me for a one-on-one private consultation. Or you could choose to have a private reading with me through my website. I'm available either on Skype or phone, by appointment. If you are, for whatever reason, that you're not able to wait for a podcast to get your question answered. So thank you. And speaking of psychic events, I have a few coming up this month. Then I may take a break for at least a month or so. However, there is a possibility of an outdoor event in New York City that I might collaborate with another spiritual leader, if you will, in my town. And we may do it in Central Park. We may do it in upstate New York. We may do it somewhere outdoors and like a picnic slash spirit gathering. That's tentative. For either July or August. But in terms of like classes and things, that's on hold until September. But for this month of June, next... Oh, what is today? Oh! Geez Louise. It's this Saturday. You know, I need to call her. This Saturday, June 19th, I will be giving readings at the New York Edgar Casey Center Psychic Fair. The fair itself begins at noon, roughly, ends about 6 o'clock. The Edgar Casey Center is located at 241 West 30th Street in the heart of New York City between 7th and 8th Avenues, close to Penn Station. For more info, you can call 212-691-7690. Or you can visit the center's website, arenyc.org, for more information. I am scheduled to be there this Saturday. Good gracious, it's coming up already. June 19th. I'm not sure. Well, actually, I'm probably going to be there for most of the day, because I told them I could be there as early as noon. And just to let you know, I'm not making any money from this. None of the practitioners are. This is strictly on a volunteer basis. This is indeed a fundraiser for the New York Edgar Cayce Center. And we're volunteering our time just so that we can keep the doors of this center wide open. So if you would like to meet me in person, have a reading or two, definitely come to the ARE of New York Psychic Holistic Fair on Saturday, June 19th. Next, I will again be a guest on Michael Long's Journey into the Light radio show on Blog Talk Radio coming up on Monday night, June 21st. Typically, it's around 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, but check blogtalkradio.com/journeyintothelight, all one word, for exactly when I'll be on, but definitely it will be on June 21st. And as of now, unless I guess I'll be back on the week after, that might be my last appearance on that show for June, but that could very well change. And I enjoy doing that show. Oftentimes I'm on for an hour, sometimes 90 minutes. It all depends on what's going on at that given day. But I enjoy doing the radio show. I enjoy Michael Long as a host. He's wonderful. He's very spiritually grounded. He's a phenomenal human being. And I just enjoy the energy that he brings to this show, Journey into the Light. So anyway, Monday, June 21st at around 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, check me out on that show. And next, I have another appearance coming up. This is on Sunday, June 27th, also in New York City, at the Enchanted Studio Psychic Fair, taking place from 12:30 to 6 p.m. Myself and several other great, talented, local area light workers from all walks of life, using various forms of divination, tarot, angel cards, goddesses, oracle cards, astrology, Reiki, holistic nutrition. We are making ourselves available to be of service to you on Sunday, June 27th at the Enchanted Studio. And for more information, just go to northnyclightworkers.net. That's the website. northnyclightworkers.net. You can also call 917-686-7192 or email northnyclightworkers@gmail.com. And for this fair, it's taking place here at the Enchanted Studio, which kind of almost looks like a little bit of a warehouse right now, but it'll be cleaned out and cleared energetically way before then. So come and meet me and meet some other great professionals. Get yourself some readings and an Reiki attunement. Find out more about holistic nutrition and so much more. Sunday, June 27th. Okay. Alrighty. I hadn't realized that. And you know what? Father's Day is also coming up. And I still haven't gotten my dad a card yet. And my grandmother's birthday is in 2 weeks. Where did June go? Or where is June going? Wow. Okay. Next. I have a reading request for Rachel. Her birthday is 4/10/82. Ooh, who just texted me? Oh, okay. My friend just texted me. Okay, Rachel has a question here regarding her spirit guides. She's been reading about spirit guides as of late and how you can call on them to help guide you through various journeys. And she seems to be a little bit more confused about the different animals that she believes are her spirit guides. So she's asking me, in terms of a spirit guide or animal spirit guide question. Oh, I guess she wants to know first if I can help her discover what her animal spirit guide is, okay, and how that could be linked to getting her new and developing business off the ground. Okay. She's also a little bit apprehensive right now in terms of this new paradigm that she's in. But she's still pursuing her passion for art. Excellent. Okay. Thank you, Rachel, so much for your question. In terms of your animal spirit guide, it's really interesting. The first thing that I was getting for you was owl. And I'm here to admit I'm not the biggest expert on animal spirit guides, but for some reason I got owl with you. And if you know a thing or two about owls and how they can turn their neck almost like at 180 degrees or so, owls are symbolic of wisdom. And because they're basically nocturnal, they can see through the darkness to be able to get what they want in order to survive. They have enhanced hearing, they have their owls, the eyesight of an owl is very enhanced because they have to navigate through the night, they have to navigate through the darkness to get food and whatever else. And I believe that your strength lies in the ability to navigate through even the muddiest of times in your life in order to still be able to get what you want because of your desires, because of your intentions, and because of your passions. I do sense that you are a natural born leader and you need to do different things to keep yourself occupied. So, Rachel, the reason why that you're a little apprehensive right now is because you're bored. you're bored. Not much is happening. The new business is taking its sweet time getting itself off the ground. You're bored. I encourage you to find different things to do that is somehow related to your passion for art, by going through different art galleries just so you can get ideas into maybe one day creating your own art gallery. Networking, social networking, either online or in person. If this endeavor of yours requires making a product or the selling of a product, you might want to look into consignment shops. Anything and everything that's going to keep you occupied, because when you're bored, your mind starts to drift. And when your mind starts to drift, all of these untruths and scenarios come into play. And then you get anxious, and then you get paranoid, and then the cycle repeats itself. You need to keep yourself stimulated. You can muddle your way through the muddiness. That's such a word, I don't know. And call upon and rely on that inner wisdom within you, like the owl, for the guidance that you need to get through this. Because you've always been able to, go through any type of situation in your life and still be able to survive and still be able to get those things in your life that are very important and necessary to you, just like the owl. And I was also getting elk. The strong, majestic elk that you see like in Montana, I think, or Wyoming, or wherever elk is still prevalent here in the United States. And I also believe the sign of elk, or the animal spirit guide elk, has ties to Native American culture. So if you're into Native American culture, you could also look to elk for that reassurance. And maybe even, if any of your artwork has to do with Native American culture. Between now and July, Native American powwows and festivals are springing up all over, and they have been basically since April and May. So if that's part of your desire, part of your passion, if it has to do with the Native American culture, call upon elk to tap into that strength and that stamina and that endurance, just like the strong elk. And to be able to get you from point A to point B. But, Rachel, you're bored. So you need to get out there, get off the computer, get out of your house, get into your car, whatever you need to do, and start going to different places where there is art and plenty of it. Because if you sit by and wait for things to happen, they're never going to happen. You need to be more proactive. You need to take your passions and turn that into physical reality just by being more active. And I'm not saying that you're lazy or anything like that. No, not at all. And I know that you're scared and you're frightened because you quit a day-to-day job, you know, in order to be able to pursue your passions. But you know, Rachel, I mean, if it's finances that you're a little bit concerned about too, you can also do work part-time and still be able to have what you need to do, or, you know, whatever you choose to do in order to move forward with your business. Even if you do work at a doctor's office taking calls or reception duty for a while until, you know, your business really kicks in, I advise you to do that. That way you're still getting out of the house. You're still you're still keeping yourself busy. You're still keeping yourself occupied. Excuse me, I'm getting a little thirsty here. And then you'll be so busy doing a part-time job that your mind won't wander as much. But going back to your animal spirit guides, excuse me, I got owl and elk for you. And you can look those up on the internet for more definitions and seeing how those two apply to you. If that resonates, go for it. But you got to keep yourself busy. You can't just sit and wait for things to happen. It might take the business a little while to get started, but you've already taken the initial step by getting out of a redundant job. And you need to focus on being more, of course, self-sufficient, yes, but you have to keep yourself busy as much as possible. Get out of the house. Even if you find a part-time job for a bit. And I believe that things with your business will pick up soon, eventually, but right now you need to get out of the house and be more proactive, okay? So I hope that has helped, and thanks so much for your question. And again, if you have a question for the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send your first name, date of birth, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And I leave you with, to close today's podcast, a little message from the divine in terms of great strength plus intention equals success. And I use my tarot card deck today to symbolically look at the Nine of Wands. And I'm using a brand new deck, which is still a little bit new to me. Well, of course, if it's a brand new deck, of course it's new to me. I've been using the same deck for years, but I don't think I'll be using this particular deck for my readings, but it's good to look at in terms of symbols and colors and everything, but still. We draw upon strength from our experiences. What we've done, what we've been through, who we've interacted with, whatever. Great strength comes from our experiences. We take those experiences as life lessons, and then we heal, we persevere, we move forward, we find a sense of completion. That's how we develop our strength, our inner strength. That, plus our intention, what we intend to do, our focus, our motivation, our purpose, equals success. So if you're stuck in a rut at this moment and there's this sense of urgency within you to go out and do new and brave and bold things, if you will. First, you have to tap into your own great strength from within, based on your experiences, based on your own spiritual beliefs. Then you have to identify your intention through purpose, through passion, through motivation. 1 + 1 = 2, and that would be success. And not so much financially, although that's, part of it. Success also comes in the forms of the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, the physical, all across the board. Success, success, success. And that great strength, again, is based on experience. Where you've been, where you are now, and where you're heading. And explore and identify your intention. And let that be the catalyst to your success. And success is possible. Success is attainable. As long as you have that formula in hand, great strength plus intention equals success. Okay. Well, this concludes another great podcast. I will be back. When am I going to be back? I would have to say probably towards the end of June, so I guess in a couple of weeks. Either just before or right after the June 27th Psychic Fair here at the Enchanted Studio. So until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.